Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, May 10th, 2024. Steve Cypress here with another in our multi-part series on the fantastic foundational book, 2,239 Tested Secrets for Direct Marketing Success, compiled by the great Denny Hatch. We're a little over halfway through the book in the chapter on lead generation. Not going to go over every tip about generating leads, but it is one of the most important things you can do in your business. Unless you're selling something incredibly simple and low cost, in which case you can just go right for the sale. But if you're selling anything that is complex, intangible, high value sale, you want to use what's known as two-step marketing, two-step advertising, where first you generate the lead, you gather people who have expressed some kind of interest in possibly checking out your solution. And then the second step, you present your solution to them. And long copy or short copy, which should you use? Well, I'm famous for saying I live in an and world, not an or world. So it goes without saying that you should do both, according to the great copywriter Andrew J. Byrne, who says use short copy to generate a lead, but never to make a sale. So there you have it. You want to use short copy. You're not looking to get a buying decision, to explain everything, to make a sale when you're generating lead. You're just looking to gather people who express interest. So short copy, very few words, generate a lot of curiosity, and just have people express, yeah, I'm interested in that topic, in the solution to that problem. And then when you're looking to convert them into a client or a customer or a patient or a member, well, then you want to use as many words as you need to make the sale. It's not a factor when you're looking to sell. It's not a matter of whether you should be too long or too short. The watchword is not to be too boring. Just don't be boring. You can be as long as you want. Picture when you are writing words that sell, copywriting to make a sale, that sales letter, that sales video, that sales message is your 24-hour-a-day salesperson. If it's delivered in direct mail, they can read it anytime they want. If it's on the internet, they can watch the video, read the sales letter, read the email anytime they want. So that salesperson's working for you all the time. But ask yourself, pretty simple and hopefully question with an obvious answer is, if you sent a salesperson to someone's home or place of business, wherever your prospect is, to make the sale, would you limit them to how many words they're allowed to say or how much time they're allowed to spend attempting to make that sale? Hopefully your answer is no, and that gives you the answer of whether you should use long or short copy when you're looking to make a sale. You don't be concerned with whether it's too long, just whether it's too boring. If it's too boring, people will stop reading or stop watching your video, or they'll scroll through on social media or delete the email or whatever it is. You just want to be engaging. However, generating a lead, do not want to be long. That's where you use short copy. That's the tip from master copywriter Andrew J. Byrne, as compiled among the 2,239 tested secrets for direct marketing success, compiled by the great Denny Hatch. That'll do it for today. Foundation Friday, May 10th, 2024. Thanks for being here with me today, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow with a tip on making money with social media. It'll be Social Media Saturday. Catch you then.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.